Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
So they've got this Art on the Mart exhibit, which is going to start a week from this weekend. And this will be the largest display of its kind in the world, and unlike anything you've ever seen before, I think. In our studio is Cynthia Noble. She is the executive director of Art. Is it on the Mart? Or
Art on the Mart.
Art on the Mart. Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Hello. Thank you.
What do you do?
I'm the executive director of Art on the Mart. And as you mentioned, it's the largest permanent digital art projection in the world. I'm very delighted to be part of this project that will launch September 29th.
So something's going to be shined on the surface of the merchandise mart?
Yes, we are projecting artworks with no sponsorship or branding of any sort. So kind of pure art experience across over 2.5 acres of the river facade of the mart, which is to help conceptualize that. That's larger than 2 football fields.
Yeah. We don't like football, as you may have heard. Just forget that and do this. And so is it laser light that's putting it on there? Because my understanding is that in order to accommodate for the various contours of the building and the distance and the so forth, you need very sharp, sort of precise imagery. So how are we going to get all of that?
Yes, the technology is fascinating and absolutely up to date. We're using 34 projectors in partnership with our tech partner, Obscura Digital. And they are all being calibrated, and we're creating convergences to create projections that are over 1 million lumens, which is an incredible brightness. It will be the most current way of projecting works, and we're very pleased with the quality that we're able to project.
So the art that's going to be projected on the facade of the Merchandise Mart, will it be art that I'm familiar with, or are they all going to be original new works that I'll see?
What's wonderful about the works of art is that they're all extremely accessible. So we hope everyone will come with their families and friends to see 4 works that are created by artists, and also some content created by Obscura themselves. The artists include 2 brought to Art on the Mart from the Terra Foundation for American Art as part of their Art Design Chicago initiative in 2018. Those 2 artists are Jan Tishy and Jason Salivan, who have been commissioned to create these brand new works. And the Mart is also bringing Diana Thader and Zhang Chongbin. So both local Chicago artists and artists that bring an even greater international perspective.
So on any given night when I go to see this original art, I'm not going to see the Mona Lisa up there, right? I'm not going to see the Last Supper. Is that correct?
Not yet, but we do have the capabilities to project both new works and to use the proprietary software that has been developed for this project in order to project familiar images as well if we choose to do so in the future.
You could do the Last Supper because that kind of runs the length of the building. You could see how that
would
work.
It's an excellent horizontal format, absolutely.
I guess that's what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it's funny though, because say you do the Last Supper. This is just a tangent. We don't need to spend a lot of time on it, but then somebody will say, well, what about my faith or what about this? So maybe there are some things that you just don't even want to go down that road. We'll just do as family-friendly, neutral an imagery as possible.
Well, the great thing about this project is that it will run for 30 years. We have a partnership with the city that will allow the project to endure. And so we'll have the opportunity to represent many voices and perspectives, and that's absolutely one of our objectives. That said, I want to encourage everyone to join us for the launch again on September 29th, beginning at 6:30, because it will be a very unique time to see these artworks, complete with audio. That will be the unique opportunity to also hear the works of art through temporary speakers that we're installing on Wacker Drive and in portions of the Riverwalk. So we encourage everyone to come for that particular event.
On the 29th, audio meaning speakers who will talk about what we're seeing? Is that what you mean?
Actual physical speakers that will broadcast sound, audio associated with the works of art that the artists have chosen.
Music, in other words?
Soundscapes, let's say.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So some sort of ethereal sound that matches the mood that we're seeing.
Exactly.
On the thing.
And then going forward, that sound will be available through our website, artonthemart.com. But again, to come out on the 29th will be an even more immersive experience. And I think everyone will want to be part of this historic unveiling on the night itself.
No kidding. Will the imagery change on any given night, or if I go on the 29th, I'm going to see, or the 30th, say, I'll see that image, the one image for the 2 hours that night. Does it, or does it rotate?
After the launch evening, and after the launch weekend, I should say, we're going to run the works of art in a kind of loop over the 2 hours that we will project each evening.
Oh, so I would see multiple images over the 2 hours.
That's correct. Five, actually, because we're including the content produced by Obscure Digital as well, which is fascinating. They're bringing a unique perspective as well. So this first group of projections that launches on Saturday, September 29th, will be on view through the end of this year, through the end of 2018.
So they change out every 20 or 30 minutes or so, a new one would come up, in other words, right?
The art projections, because they're works of art, they're each individual, and they have varying durations, And so they range from about 4 minutes to about 10 minutes per piece.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you make them say, you say they have durations. It's not video that I'm watching, though, is it?
The initial set of projections do happen to be videos. But another wonderful thing about this project is that we are not limited to video. So in the future, we might show still works that are animated through the proprietary software and filtered through given treatments almost like filters that people are familiar with.
I understand that, but back to my, say, Last Supper then, I would imagine that just projected up on the side and it would be static. That's how I've been imagining this, but no, these images I'm going to see are fluid, huh? I'm going to be watching a video on the side of the merchandise market.
There is quite a bit of motion,
really?
Particularly for the inaugural set of projections, but the possibilities are limitless. So there might be opportunities where we would want to hold an image for a duration as well.
Are you getting tired of everybody's bright ideas? Like they're saying, okay, here's what you should do. But you know how they have show a whale breaching? Wouldn't it be cool to see a whale kind of swimming across, breaching above the merchandise mark, coming back down? Could they do something like that?
Absolutely. Again, the possibilities are limitless, and just the opposite. We're not at all tired by new ideas. In fact, we see this inaugural installation really as an invitation to other individual artists, to potential cultural organizational partners, et cetera, in order to dream with us, to imagine the potential of this transformative platform.
You know, my mind goes to promotional boosterism ideas, and maybe this is art, it's not marketing. So where I'm thinking of, if the Cubs win the World Series again, wouldn't it be fun to show a projection, a video, or some sort of artwork representing the Cubs, and we'd go and look at that? Are you thinking along those lines, or am I off base here?
We're committed to the idea of no sponsorship or branding. And that said, we very much want to be in alignment with the cultural moments in the city. And I think this project is going to evolve very much, and we continue to be very open to a range of possibilities.
How do you? But you know, I'm glad you're saying that. I'm glad that, God bless the Cubs or the Blackhawks or the White Sox. They're going to win the World Series in 3 years. But let's not do that. I mean, there's ample opportunity for parades, and teams can celebrate themselves however they want. Let's do something that's art. How's a good way to view it, though, right? I mean, are you going to have bleachers, or how do I watch this?
For the launch evening on September 29th, the best places to view will be on Upper Wacker Drive, directly in front of the Mart, or on the Riverwalk, because, in fact, we have the opportunity to even have some street closures, so pedestrians will be very comfortable,
really,
to be able to be on Upper Wacker Drive, enjoying food trucks, enjoying a lantern procession
from Luminite.
On the 29th.
Thereafter, how will you recommend I view it?
I think it will shift a bit. I think some people will choose to enjoy it as a kind of program, to sit and take in the whole 2 hour
along
run.
Along the riverfront.
Along the riverfront. And it's viewable beyond the bridges that flank the Mart as well. So beyond Wells to the east and beyond Franklin to the west. There are many points in the loop where the projections are quite visible.
I guess I'm just wondering if there's going to be room for everybody. I could see there being sufficient crowd. Do you have any idea how, you know, this will flow in terms of pedestrian or boat or auto traffic?
Right. I think some people will enjoy it as a run of show and on an ongoing basis. Others will simply make it part of their daily commute, whether as pedestrians, again, passing on a boat, etc. And it'll become part of the fabric of the city.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being in one of those little electric putt boats you can rent and just parking it there and looking, or sitting on a park bench and sneaking a glass of wine, or don't slink a glass of wine. You're not supposed to slink a glass of wine. Not supposed to do that. And maybe a restaurant that had a view could, you know, do a special.
Absolutely. There'll be so many ways to enjoy it, and it'll have appeal in different ways to all kinds of audiences.
Question on line one is Russ. Russ, you're on WGN Radio. What did you need to know? You're on the air.
Hi. We were in France a couple of years ago and went to into this town, and they were showing this video on the side of a building, and it was Knights of the Round Table, and it had dragons, and it actually motion throughout the on the building, which it was just amazing. Are you thinking about doing anything like that, or will they be mainly still shots?
Well, we kind of talked a little bit about that. Thanks for the call. Let her respond. But it's not going to be static. It will be motion, right? So there'll be activity here, correct?
Yes, there'll be, over time, a combination of moving and still images. And I'm so glad that you pointed out another projection in the world, because it gives me the opportunity to share what's really distinct about this project, Art on the Mart, and that it's not only the largest digital projection in the world, but the longest standing. So oftentimes you'll see projections that are pop-up or marking certain anniversaries. And so, again, this is one that will really transform the city through its longevity and through its scale.
Where will the projectors be?
The projectors are installed very unobtrusively across the Mart, across the river, kind of in a space that inhabits below Wacker Drive, but above the Riverwalk.
So nobody's going to walk in front of it. Hey, sit down! You're in front of the thing!
No, the sight lines are perfect from the projectors, and the Riverwalk remains very open to pedestrians. There is no additional obstruction.
There's no charge in any way for any vantage
point. It's absolutely free, open to the public. We welcome all.
Isn't this great? I heard about this a year ago. I have been enthusiastic about it ever since. And we are 9 days away, right? Next Saturday night will be its launch. Well, congratulations to everybody that's involved. I'm really anxious to see it. I will have more brilliant ideas for you about stuff you should put up there. Ones of me holding a WGN banner. Oh, wait, that's commercial. That's branding. We're not doing that, right?
Thank you very much.
Cynthia, thanks for coming in. Okay, so Cynthia Noble is the executive director of Art on the Mart. By the way, is there a website people should go to if they just want to know more about it?
Yes, artonthemart.com.
Huh, what a coincidence. Artonthemart.com. Cynthia, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Next Saturday night, guys.